Raphael's fame and fortune. When we left him at the end of episode one, Adam Morris had just rung Francesca Fairfax's doorbell in a very small part of London.
Fame and Fortune by Frederick Raphael. Episode 2. Adam Morris walked into Francesca Fairfax's house like a patient honouring an appointment with a specialist, which he would have been cowardly but tempting to duck. Adam watched Francesca climb the wide, easy stairs to the first floor and went after her with a smile that doubled for a shrug. He chose to have no choice.
Do you like Alsace?
I've never been there.
The wine?
The wine I like.
She left him in the first floor living room, where he told himself to look at the pictures. Adam wondered whether he recognized a desk as the one at which Francesca's mother, Lady Davidson, had been sitting when he said goodbye to her at Gifford's End 25 years earlier.
You can pull the cork. I hope it's cold enough.
I was wondering if you'd bring it in green-stemmed glasses.
And I did. We seem to have them. Do you consider them enough?
Appropriate. Did you paint this?
Yes, I did.
It's very,
Oh, don't hunt for adjectives. It's very...
despairing. Dante-esque, even.
Try pretentious.
Has it got a title?
Some Hope.
Is the title?
Appropriate, don't you think?
Is he anyone in particular, the man?
You recognised him. It wasn't meant to be Don, but... I suppose it is. Now I look at him again.
I still think about Donald.
What is there to think?
Well, I should never have known him if it hadn't been for the pure chance of sharing rooms at Cambridge, and yet... It's very nice to us. When I look back, he seems to stand forever in a patch of light, you know, sentenced to eternal youth. Inspiration, threat, reproach, warning, something.
Sounds a bit fancy, but then you write, don't you? I didn't have all that much to do with him, you know.
That's not how it seemed at the time.
I was quite angry with him, actually.
For dying?
For being so important to everybody. I was hoping to take my horse, Nelson, to badminton that summer, and instead it was all Donald. I'm not proud of the fact, but there it is. I hate tragedies. I was also jealous.
Were you? What of?
She was so smug, the girl you were with, so cat with the creamy. And she was also a lot more attractive than I wanted.
Do you still paint?
Sometimes. I have a friend who does it better. I realised I was imitating her. Do you want to go to bed with me?
I don't trust you, Francesca.
Very wise. That way I can't disappoint you, can I? Or do other things to me?
I don't even trust your question, your motive for asking it.
I thought it would save time. Are you bothered about fidelity?
I don't think it bothers me the way infidelity would.
So you don't go to bed with other people?
I seem not to. I flirt, I suppose, but...
Does she?
Do what?
Go to bed with people.
Barbara, I doubt it. She doesn't flirt much either.
Are you afraid she'll find out?
If I sleep with other people, I expect so.
Then why are you here?
How about curiosity?
How about you're angry with me?
I don't get my face slapped by strange women all that often.
And anger makes you want to do things that desire doesn't. A bit of luck, then, was it?
I don't think I'd say that.
That's why I thought I would. It makes me responsible, doesn't it?
For what?
What you do to me. You don't have to have a conscience. Will that make a nice change, Jew boy?
It's a bit of a victory for you, isn't it, that I came here like this?
And now you wish you hadn't. Is that where we are at the moment?
Of course I want to get to bed with you.
He kissed her nicely. In the pale blur of her face...